Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today's message is going to be a little bit different. We're going to reveal the secret behind the miracles of Jesus Christ in one short phrase. That phrase is, Jesus obeyed God. This is the example he left us to follow. It is simply to obey God. That is the secret of every miracle Jesus did in the earth. Jesus did and said only what the Heavenly Father told him to say and do. Now, this is the challenge for every believer in these last days. We're going to need miracles to survive what's coming upon the earth. That means we have to hear and obey not only what the Bible says, but more importantly, we must hear and obey the voice of God the Father. Even as I speak, I recall the Lord telling me over the years that he was looking for a people who see what others cannot see and hear what others cannot hear. These are those who will do great exploits in these last days before Jesus comes. They will do the greater works that Jesus said we would do.
Jesus is our example. He said he only does and only says what his Father told him to say and do. And you may have recalled that I told you that many years ago, the Lord came to me and said, Paula, are you ready to become a son? Son is a mature believer. A son is one who walks in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And of course, I said, yes, but I didn't know what it meant back then. But he told me to read the Bible, open up the Bible and look at what Jesus did. And I want to just let you know, is that that's our example to follow, is the life of Jesus.
Now, let us get into today's message.
The Lord has put it on my heart to do these messages specifically for you, because there are things he wants us to know in these end times. Times are changing. We are in a new era, as we've talked about before. This kingdom is here. God's kingdom is in our midst, which means there's a new order of business. Now, we've been talking about what it means to be a son of God, what God has for us, what Jesus came to give us. But the bottom line of all of this, whether it's the books that I write, whether it's the words that I speak, they're all coming from the same place, and that is my ability to hear and obey God. In fact, everything in God's kingdom, for you, for me, for everybody, is according to how we hear. That's why Jesus would say when he'd do his message, let him who has an ear to hear. What that means is the Lord is always talking. The Spirit of God is always talking. But are we always listening? Are we really hearing? Now, it reminds me of something that people used to say, well, I'm listening. I hear God. I hear God. You're a parent. If you're a parent, think about this. If you have a child and you're telling them to come here and they don't come, you tell them to do something, they don't do what you're telling them to do. So what do you say? They're not listening to me. They hear the words, but they're not listening. How do you know that they're listening? When they do what you say for them to do. And the same is true with God. How does he know we are actually hearing him? It's based on whether or not we're doing what he said. Jesus said there'll be many coming to him saying, Lord, Lord, haven't I done this in your name? Haven't I done that in your name? And he'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Why? They really weren't hearing. They were doing what they thought were right, doing what they thought he would want. But the bottom line is they were doing their own will, not his. But Jesus is our example. He said he only does and only says what his Father told him to say and do. And you may have recalled that I told you that many years ago, the Lord came to me and said, Paula, are you ready to become a son? Son is a mature believer. A son is one who walks in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And of course, I said, yes, but I didn't know what it meant back then. But he told me to read the Bible, open up the Bible and look at what Jesus did. And I want to just let you know, is that that's our example to follow, is the life of Jesus. And notice how obedient he was. He always was listening to God, always obeying God. He never said his own words. He never did his own thing. Now, unfortunately, Jesus was not born completely like us. He was born through a woman, but his DNA came from the Holy Spirit of God. So all of us who came in through the natural birth, through our parents, our natural parents, were born into the curse. We came in out of the similitude of Adam, which is sin. So there's great blessing in our hearing obeying, but we have to deal with that inner nature, that sinful nature, that natural feeling nature, that natural thinking nature that thinks it knows what's best when we really don't. Now, I know this may surprise many people because we go to college, we get our degrees, we're learned in our businesses, we do learn skills, and we think we're experts. But I'm hearing now, even the story of Peter. Remember when Peter was a fisherman and Jesus got into his boat? And what did he tell Peter? After Jesus finished his sermon, he said, launch out and put your nets out a little further out. And he's like, well, wait a minute. I've been fishing all night. We toiled all night and found nothing. Basically saying, I'm an expert fisherman. I know all there is about fish. And I know this is not the time. I was up all night and we never got anything. But he paused and said, but at thy word, I will launch out. It was when he launched out on the word of Jesus Christ, when he heard the message, he heard the instructions and obeyed, that's when Peter's boat was overflowing with fish he could have never done in his natural. And that's the difference. Peter was an expert fisherman. He had a fishing company. However, when it came right down to it, he needed the word of God, the word coming out of the mouth of Jesus, to take him to the next level. And that's where we are right now. So many of us are in our natural, doing what we always do. We got so many Marthas out here. You think you know everything. Martha and Mary. Martha's doing this, doing that. I got to do this. I got to do that. Fine. And I know in ministry, it's easy. In a family, it's easy to get caught up in doing things. But stop, pause, and be like her sister Mary, who was at the feet of Jesus, listening. Listening to his words. Because if we listen to his voice, we'll save a whole lot of time and effort. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. There are benefits in hearing and obeying God. Now, the Lord has put this so heavy on my heart this weekend. In fact, my partner letter went out talking about also the importance in these last days to hear the word of God. Because there's so many voices going on out there. There's so many voices from the media, from the news. You have political stuff. You have stuff on the social media coming different ways at you, you know, and a lot of this is just junk. But yet people are taking it all in. Then there's entertainment. We like the movies. We like the music. There's certain artists we like to listen. Yeah, but are what we taking in, is that really benefiting us other than tickling our fancy? In these last days, if we want to survive, then you look around you. Look at what's happening to the economy. Yeah, we got new administration. They're working what they can, but we're dealing with decades of corruption. We're dealing with decades of mismanagement. So that doesn't just turn around right away. Yeah, we'll benefit in the future, but in the meantime, you're going to still have to eat. You have to supply whatever utilities and things you have to do for your home. There's a lot of things that are out of your control as far as price concern, availability concern. So you're going to have to rely on something other than your natural knowledge and what you're being taught out here and what you're being told out here. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have another kingdom. That kingdom is within us. What that means is when we need something, we shouldn't be going out here. We need to go in, get in prayer, and talk to our Heavenly Father. This is why we have to hear and obey. Perilous times are upon us. We have no time to be listening to the outside world. This is a time to be quiet. And the Lord is telling us whatever he has for us, he's ready for us to break through and break forth all this stuff. Break through all this stuff and break forth in what he's called us to do. Because he's saying, no matter how bad it gets out there, this is an open door. This is an open door for you and for me and for anyone and everyone who wants to not only survive, but thrive in these last days.
Before we leave, I want to share a prophecy about the importance of hearing and obeying the voice of God in these last days. This is a word I received from the Holy Spirit some time back, but I want to share it with you today. Here's the word. We must hear his voice. We must obey his voice in all things. Without his voice, we would be lost in the world. His words are life that feeds our spirit. This is the bread of life. You must hear his voice if you want to live and bear the Father's fruit. His voice will be the light in the darkness of this world. As you follow, obey the light, you will produce fruit. Go not your own way. Follow the light of his word, and fruit will appear. As the word of God says, Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek his way and follow it. Then all things will follow you. And that was a word I got from the Holy Spirit. And as I was reading that, I heard these words. When we obey God, the winds and the waves will obey us. And that's significant because we want to have that ability to be able to handle what comes in these last days. And indeed, that's what Jesus did in his example of calming the waves of the seas. Also, I found another powerful prophetic word that the Lord has given me repeatedly for the last several years. And I want to read that to you as well. He gave me a vision of the people in the earth. And it's a time in which we were living now. And I saw the wisdom of God everywhere around us, everywhere we went. It was in the streets and in the bars, everywhere people were. The wisdom of God was there, but few were listening. There were so many voices competing for our attention. Many more alluring voices, such that when men heard the wisdom of God, they would shut it down in favor of another wisdom. What they heard people say, what they saw people do. Some even argued with God's wisdom and canceled it out because of what they felt in their senses. They chose sense knowledge over God's wisdom with some measure of success, and then failure followed. The wisdom of God came only to make them wealthy, to bless them without toil. Very few heard, and they were the wealthiest among men. They did not follow the crowd with sense wisdom. They were looking for what others could not see. They wanted to hear what others could not hear. These are the ones whom God seeks to make them wealthy. And again, I keep hearing the words, whatever he says, do, do it. And that was the prophecy the Lord gave me. It's important to hear and obey the voice of the Lord in these final seasons before Jesus returns. Now, if you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, check out the link in the description box to view this video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is saying and doing in his glorious season. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.
Thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, the book, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews, is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.